We got another caller calling in momentarily, and I think he's probably getting in the queue right now. I'm going to continue. JP, you give me the thumbs up when you're ready on that, but I'll let you know right now that we're about to have kind of a last-minute spur of the moment, an opportunity here with Jay Towne, former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, who is now, oh, by the way, a legal analyst with Newsmax. And he's going to give us some insights on what we got about the Tulsi Gabbard tranche of documents, you know, the who did what, who said what, why did they say it, when did they say it, is there any culpability here, is there some criminal penalty potentially available, and is there immunity, all these things. Let me go to the phones right now. Jay Towne, how you doing, man?
Bill, how are you, my friend? It's good to be with you.
Hey, man, thank you very much. By the way, congratulations on the Newsmax gig. I saw that on your social media.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I guess everybody gets lucky now and then, but I'm super proud of it. It's a lot of fun, and they've been great.
Wow, good deal. Good deal. Well, listen, I mean, in your position as a former U.S. attorney, I mean, public corruption is a big part of the U.S. attorney's office, and the investigation of these kind of things by the Department of Justice is not like it only happens once in a while. There's things going on all the time. But this one has got a lot of notoriety with the Tulsi Gabbard tranche of documents and allegedly more to come and whistleblowers and all of it. Give me your unvarnished thoughts on this.
Yeah, I mean, so the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, HPSCI, there was a highly classified report that was penned, but since it was so highly classified, it was never released to the public. And what Tulsi Gabbard released to us, I guess it was last week now, is really an absolute tranche of, and if I could, Phil, just give you a brief timeline. In August and September of 2016, President Obama and his national security team were briefed on the Russian threat to the 2016 election, and they were told that the Russians have dirt on Hillary Clinton about her health, about her temperament, and about DOJ, high-level official there, feeding her information about her emails case. And that was consistent August, September, and then even in November, 2 days before the election. And on December 5th, after Trump was elected, there was no mention of Putin aspires for Trump to be president or favors President Trump or anything like that. In fact, it was pretty clear from the intelligence that Hillary Clinton was the one they fully expected to win, which is why they were hacking the DNC, because they wanted to get dirt on her so that they could use it against her once she became president and weaken her. Well, December 5th, Obama gets the same brief. December 6th, the very next day, he orders the intelligence community to rewrite their intelligence community assessment as it relates to the Russian election and include the Steele dossier, which then Brennan did, Clapper did, Comey did, and they, all the professionals in the intelligence community, God bless them, they said, no, this is unclear, it's unreliable, it's odd, it's of uncertain origin, implausible, anti-Trump bias. Those are not my terms. Those are the terms in the report that Tulsi released. DNI Gabbard released. And sure enough, he goes and finds five analysts that don't know what they're doing, tells them to write it, doesn't edit a word, and then it's released to Trump and to the Obama administration later on in January. And then summarily, the classified version is sent to 250 high-ranking officials in the Obama administration, and that is the birth, that is the origin story of the Mueller investigation and the Russia hoax. And then the Steele dossier came out sometime around mid-January before Trump took office. But Hillary Clinton paid for it. Let's assume Obama had been talking to his successor, right, and knew about the Steele dossier. And one didn't work, so they wanted it used to cripple Trump, and it did. I was a part of the administration in 2017, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, you were.
I can tell you, the department, the first 2 years, you couldn't get anything done because of Mueller. It just had the attention of all the high-ranking people, and as a high-ranking person myself, if I needed the Attorney General for something, it's very difficult to get their attention on something because it was focused on Mueller, and Mueller found nothing.
Mueller did find nothing, and Mueller even like you look at it and think all the things that Mueller relied upon. But one of the things that really got me was that Brennan himself testified he never relied on the Steele dossier. He testified under oath before Congress that he never relied on the Steele dossier. Correct. But now we find actual receipts basically that say that he did.
He absolutely did. And the intelligence community, specifically the CIA, told Brennan that they have. So everybody needs to understand a couple of terms. So when they talk about intelligence product, they're talking about a report. And when they talk about the judgment that goes into it, just think about, you know, when you hear a rumor, how much stock do you put in it? I hear it from Phil Williams, I might believe it because I trust Phil. I hear it from just some random person on the street, I put less faith in it. The same thing in intelligence assessments. So Comey said to Congress that it was a high confidence judgment that Russia was favoring Trump in the election and influenced the election that way. Well, everyone at the CIA told Brennan that's not true. They have a low confidence judgment. That is the lowest possible assessment you can give. That's next to going on Reddit and reading the blogs, right? You might as well do that. We don't need a CIA to read Reddit. And so that was what Comey said before Congress. Brennan knew what he was doing. This guy's been in the swamp. He is the swamp, right? This guy was for waterboarding before he was against it and threw his boss under the bus and then took his job and then stuck around working for Republicans, Democrats. It doesn't matter. It's D.C., right? And he and Comey both are disgusting individuals, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know how Clapper ordered the report to be done as DNI. But I don't know. I mean, look, that's the story. Whether or not a crime can be charged is a whole nother thing, folks. And sure. Then whether or not we can toll the statute of limitations enough, if there's a conspiracy to actually prosecute anybody. But I don't care. If the statute's run out, let a special counsel write that at the final paragraph. But the statute of limitations has run out and we cannot prosecute this case. But the first 200 pages is dedicated to what the heck happened. That's what we need to know. So these people never see government again.
That's right.
And that includes Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, all those guys. They all knew this was happening. And we never listen to Obama or Hillary Clinton again about anything because we know that they're liars. That needs to come out if it's true.
I completely agree. And I think I said earlier in the show that just the public knowledge of this is part of the accountability process. And I think that's absolutely imperative. Let me ask you just a quick question. We got about 2 minutes. Do you foresee special counsel being appointed? Do you foresee there being anyone who faces potential actual charges? And do you foresee immunity claims on the part of the administration's personnel?
So I see they have formed a strike force, DOJ has, to determine whether or not there could be a prosecution. Okay. I don't see how line counsel at DOJ could actually do this. So I do believe they're going to have to appoint a special counsel, which means they'll impanel a grand jury. So you don't know if charges actually will be filed. The strike force will determine whether or not, you know, if there was a conspiracy and if that can be told. Folks need to understand that if there is a conspiracy to create fake intelligence reports, which this seems to suggest, everything that happens, even by one member of the conspiracy, pulls it and adds another 5 years from that moment. So Brennan last testified about this stuff, I think, in 2022 or 2023 before Congress. And that would pull it for everybody. I do think we need a special counsel for this. I don't know if anybody's going to be charged. I'm not possibly in a position to know that. And neither is anybody else, Phil, who we got to throw them all in prison. Well, okay, do we have provable evidence, right? And let them assert immunity if they want to. Those will be defenses after a charge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, man, that was a great call. I appreciate that. Thank you for bringing your knowledge in. Enjoy the Newsmax gig, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon, brother.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, Semper Fi. All right. Listen, that was good. We got to take a break. I ran long on purpose because that was an unexpected opportunity to talk to a former U.S. attorney about what he thinks about whether we're going to see a special counsel and where the evidence is leading. But that was timely and on point. We'll come right back. I got a ton of text messages. You want to text in? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We'll be right back.